Delighted to say I'm currently at the Prince of Wales Theatre, backstage in one of the dressing rooms, which I never thought I'd actually get into, and I'm so delighted. And I am joined by the lead characters in Mamma Mia. Yay. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Listen, it's 3,500 performances of Mamma Mia in London coming up very soon. You guys must be absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it, really? I mean, we, myself and Jane, have joined the show quite recently, but the amazing thing is that 8 years down the line, and it's still, you know, sort of like packing the people in and sort of getting ovations every night, so it's a great thing to still be part of after all this time.
It's the longest running show ever in this theatre. It's sort of struck such a chord with London and theatre goers. Why do you think that is?
I think it strikes a chord not only with London, just humanity, because it's just such a warm, loving, giving sort of show. I know that sounds a bit sort of hippy-trippy, but there's nothing you couldn't like about it. I've come to see it with various different casts over the time. You just come out, as it says, it's on the can, you know. It's a feel-good show, and it absolutely ticks all those boxes. So I think that's what it is. People, you know, we've got things going on all the time, and people just like to come and see something that is actually genuinely, makes you go out feeling warm. I think that's about as simple as it is.
But also the most important thing, of course, is the ABBA music. I mean, that's the common denominator, I think, for everybody, because there probably isn't anyone in the world that doesn't know ABBA. Mm. And, I mean, I think we have now played to every single person who lives in Japan, Korea and China. And they...
But not the chickens.
Not the chickens. No, we haven't played the chicken. Well, I don't know. I heard a squawk the other night. It might have been you, of course. But, no, but it's true. And everybody... I mean, it is worldwide. It's a worldwide phenomenon. ABBA is known in every single corner of the world. So, of course, immediately when... Especially when the tourists come over, they think they want something they recognise. They recognise ABBA, so they don't know what to expect, but they know there'll be something they're familiar with. And for the home audiences, I mean, it's a given, really, you know. And people go out singing, you know, aged 8 to 80.
Yeah. We had three ladies in last night. There was a mother and her daughter and the granddaughter. And the mother was from Scotland, wasn't she?
She was
about 80 some odd. And we walked the tube with them. They were friends of Joe's. And she just kept going, oh, it's been the highlight of my year. No, the decade. No, I think it's my life.
Yeah.
And she really genuinely meant it. And she wasn't a theatre goer, and she just couldn't get her head round the fact that she'd sort of come and seen this amazing show. It made her feel so fantastic. And the daughter was 13, and she loved it. And the mum, the middle one, she loved it too. And you just go, well, that's got to be a fabulous show that goes across the generations.
Yeah.
And that three generations of women can come and see together and all have a great time, and it brings them together.
And what's fab is too, is they drag the husbands along kicking and screaming, and they end up loving it as well.
You see them, like, in the beginning, sort of, they're like, oh, God, scratching their heads or their noses or something.
And you admittedly, then the pretty girls come on.
Yes,
so that's
true.
Better.
Yeah,
not us.
Yeah.
There are some very beautiful young girls
in
the show.
All right.
Hey, I've seen the show, and I was one of those in the aisles dancing and singing.
Good lad.
This, Lindsay, obviously playing Donna, which is the lead. Maybe you're probably best placed to tell us a little bit about the story of the...
Joe's always better at doing it than me.
No, I'm not. You're the lead. I think it's time you
Oh,
learn.
Please, don't
what
make
the
me do...
About.
No, but I'm still
on,
not sure. No,
I'm kidding.
It's hard to sort of say briefly, but my character has a daughter who's 20, who is about to get married. She doesn't know who her father is. And she steals her mum's diary, and basically there are three possible fathers. So she decides to invite them all without telling the mother, telling my character. I've invited my bestest friends, my dynamos here, along for the wedding, and basically just to sort of catch up on life. And it's sort of basically the story of what happens with all these different things that go on. Is that terrible?
No, that's excellent.
Good.
You can't give away any more than that.
I don't want to say too much
don't
mention
that.
The sheep.
Yeah. Or the chickens.
No, don't mention the chickens. For heaven's sake, don't mention the chickens.
No. It's a really good moment when they come out, isn't it?
Needless to say, there's a lot of comedy in this as well.
It's very, 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 very serious. Mm. We have to really,
Very deep.
Yeah.
Especially when we're in lycra.
Yes, and silver boots.
Yeah.
Anybody who's never seen it before, then if they thought that the song Waterloo was actually about Napoleon, they're in for a big shock.
And that's not just us; that's the dad.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be. It is extraordinary. I remember when I first got out, because I've been doing the show now for 3 years, And I did the international tour for a year and a half, going around the world. And then I've been here for a year and a half now. And it is quite extraordinary the effect it has on people, this show. It really is extraordinary. And there was one night I came out of the stage door here and there was a girl who had come over from Munich. She'd first seen the show when I played it in Munich a year ago, or a year and a half ago, and when she'd just been diagnosed with cancer. And she came over to London to see the show to celebrate the fact that she was in the All Clear. And the first thing she wanted to do when she came to London was watch Mamma Mia. You know, and it's things like that that get to you. And what's lovely is the audience feel that we're approachable, so they can come up and talk to us afterwards when we come out, yeah. Which is great. And they don't throw anything. Well, not yet, anyway.
A bit like Orlando Bloom's got up the road. You've got the groupies hanging around stage door.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah. A bit. He has far very elegant young things, and we have sort of. I don't say. We get all sorts. We get all sorts, but they're fantastic. The fans, and we get regular fans. I mean, we have some people who've seen it over 50.
They're called
times.
Stalkers.
No, they're not actually. They're not. They're really nice. In fact, there's a family.
Oh,
who come,
yeah.
Who we call, we think he looks like a rock star.
I've asked him, though.
Yeah, I know, because for the first time the other night, he and his wife and daughter were standing outside the stage door. They never come to the stage door. They always sit in the same seats, front row, last Friday of every month. And they're fantastic, these three. And they sit and they enjoy it and they, you know, they wave their arms and they sing along and all of that. But they've never once come up to us and said hello. The other night they were standing outside the door and I ran to them screaming, going, oh, hello! Oh, how lovely to see you at last. They must have thought I was completely mad. But it was so nice to finally meet these people, you know, who spend a fortune coming to the theatre once a month and always coming to see us.
And it is lovely, because on nights like that, you think, oh, gosh, yes, they've seen it before. Give them a really good one. Yeah. And you do. You genuinely sort of get involved with the audience a bit. So.
Hey, I've got to ask you. I mean, obviously, I know, Joe, you're a big fan of magic.
Stuart, can you come to stage door, please? Stuart.
And Stuart, who's going to stage door
at the moment, he's a bigger fan.
He's a huge fan, and we'll he's running out of stage door now to go and listen to magic somewhere.
He'll be putting Graham Dean on right now.
Oh, I love Graham Dean. And I've become hooked now. So, and I've even gone online, so I've got, and they sent me, it was my birthday last week, and they sent me an email saying, happy birthday. I thought, how do they know? And I thought, they obviously don't know how old I am, because they wouldn't send me an email saying happy birthday if they knew.
So you've become like one of those strange fans.
Yeah, I am a strange fan.
You're a stalker.
I am a strange fan of magic. I love it. I love it. I listen to Andrew Greaves every night when I'm driving home.
He's looking at you very quizzically, isn't he?
I know, he thinks I'm mad. No, but I listen to Andrew Greaves every night, and if Andrew Greaves could say, when I'm driving home one night, if she could say, Joe, if you're driving home for Mamma Mia, have a safe journey, I'd be very glad.
Andrew?
Angie.
Oh, Angie. Hello, Angie. No, yeah. I thought she said Andrew.
No.
Obviously, I'm not a huge fan of. I don't even know what you're talking about.
And we'll have to get you a radio.
I don't have a radio in my car. No, it got broken into. My window, my mirror's got all the electrics.
All the chickens
All the chickens on the back seat.
What is it with the chickens?
We don't know. Oh, I don't know. She doesn't know. You know, though, don't you?
No.
It was a fact that somebody told me the other day that made me laugh a lot about how many Chinese there are in the world and how many chickens there are in the world. And there's only more. I sound like I'm being really racist. I'm not. I'm just saying.
Go on, tell us anyway.
Well, evidently, there are more Chinese people in the world than anybody else. The only thing there are more of in the world than Chinese are chickens. Now, do you see many chickens running around the theatre and your house? They must all be in China.
And there we go.
I don't know. The
back to Mamma Mia.
I'm going to ask you, lastly... Else we digress ever so slightly.
So you wouldn't get this from Orlando Bloom, would you? It would all be about my life and art. You see, you come here, you learn interesting facts.
Yes. Yeah. And we take the mickey out of you.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, you're always... She's worth it. She is absolutely gorgeous,
you have to come
wonderful.
You've got to come and see it because she is so brilliant.
She's stunning. You've never heard...
She makes me...
Winner takes it all sung, like the way she sings it.
Well, I want to ask you, have you actually got a favourite song that you sing?
There's a few. I mean, favourite moment in terms of sort of a poignant moment is Slipping Through My Fingers, which is not so a sort of well-known ABBA song, but it's just a very poignant moment in the show where she's seeing her daughter sort of in her wedding dress, and I have a daughter, so I can imagine how that would feel to sort of, you know, think, that's it, she's flying the nest. But I think in terms of group effort, I love us doing Super Trooper, even though it kills us. But it just, there's something about us all in white lycra and silver boots marching about a stage that somehow I think when you get to a certain point in your life and career to think that you still can do that is...
Darling, when you've got an arse the size of mine, the fact you can get into lycra and silver boots is nothing short of a miracle. I mean, there are people probably waking up now screaming, having that nightmares, going, oh God, yes, we really did see that. It's so not pretty. It looks as if 15 rugger players are trying to get out of my lycra.
No, it does not.
It does. And the thing is, I stand still, but everything else on my body stands still about 5 minutes later. It's so not pretty, but it's terribly brave.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And it's very brave.
There is something very odd about it, because when you sort of, like, get your costume fittings and you first put them on, you think, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. I cannot believe I'm actually going to wear this stuff. But actually... there's something quite amazing about it when you actually have the confidence to do it. And I think the audience are actually so with you that it's like they're almost kind of cheering you on with, like, oh, good on you for sort of doing it, really.
It's being loud and proud, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a testament to the fact that this show is so successful that they're now turning it into a feature film.
Yes. Oh, we've had them all in.
They've all been in.
I've had chats with Meryl Streep.
I actually, when she was dancing, and I actually said from the stage, "You go, girl." And I thought it's a very funny way to hand in your notice. But she was gorgeous, wasn't she? Yeah. Christine Baranski, Julie Walters.
It's sort of actually a really nice time to be part of the show. Because it sort of suddenly got even more excitement about the fact that there's a film coming out. And I was quite lucky because I did Chicago about... well, however long ago it was, and it was when the film of that was coming out as well. And again, you sort of worry whether will it have sort of a negative effect with the sort of theatre. But in fact, it only boosts it. It seems to sort of just remind people that have forgotten that actually it's well worth.
Yeah, another little fact about the film is that which I think is
lots of chickens.
At the wedding. No, what I was on a serious note, I was going to say what is lovely about this company is that lots of the people who've been in the casts in the past have all been asked to be wedding guests at the big wedding scene.
In the film.
Oh, in the film.
So, and some of our dancers from last year are part of the ensemble, which is fantastic.
It's family affair.
And I have to say, a big up, because Judy Kramer, our producer, whose baby this is really, along with Benny and Bjorn, and with Catherine Johnson and Phyllida Lloyd, who's the director here and is directing the film, Catherine, who wrote the script and is writing the screenplay, they've made this show a family from the beginning. And there's no hierarchy. I mean, everybody pulls their weight. Mm-hmm. And Judy was determined, and Phyllida and Catherine were determined, that the people who'd worked hard in the show, I mean, young kids like Lee Honey-Jones, Dylan Turner, Gareth Derrick, Claire Fishenden, people like that are being part of the film, and they've been part of the ensemble, which is phenomenal for these kids. I mean, we saw Gareth's chart the other day, and he was going, "I can't believe I'm doing it. I really cannot believe."
I think we should have us in the wedding somewhere.
Well,
we
can't because we're working.
Darling, we're doing a show. Yeah, like my best friend played Tanya, the second cast at the Prince Edward, and she was asked to be a wedding guest. Now, she's in a show at the moment. She's in Mary Poppins, and she's gutted she can't be a wedding guest. Yeah. Absolutely gutted, because everybody the people where they just want to go and have a party together, because everybody always gets on so brilliantly on this show.
They must be able to do some filming during the morning.
You can't take the chance. You just can't, because it's big money, isn't it? Yeah. And if it runs over, which it invariably does.
I'd just like to say at this point, if there's any justice in the world, Boris Johnson will be made Mayor of London. I'd just like to say it. Thank you. In case nobody else does on magic, Boris Johnson for mayor. Thank you. That's it. It's my political stance for the day.
And there's Prince.
And there's Prince.
Prince.
He wouldn't be mayor. He's too short.
Too purple.
He's far too purple. Yes, mayor formerly known as. Yeah.
Just do you know what? I hate to use it, but I'm going to send out an SOS. Oh, I had to get it in there somewhere.
You did.
They don't pay me enough money, not to. Right, that's it. I'm leaving it. Listen, it has been an absolute pleasure, and the greatest success to you with this show. It is brilliant, and I'm actually really looking forward to seeing you guys in it now.
Good.
You have to sort me up some tickets.
Yes. Yeah, sort me up some tickets for you. Thanks for a beer afterwards. How about that?
Thanks.